I'm not a stranger. No, I am yours, with crippled anger and tears that still drip sore. A fragile flame aged with misery, and when our eyes meet, I know you'll see. I do not want to be afraid. I do not want to die inside just to breathe in. I'm tired of feeling so numb. Relief exists. I find it when I am cut. Cut by Plum. Hello, boys, girls, and those that lie in between. My name is Caleb Wade with Crone Demented, and Crone Demented presents. Let's talk about depression, shall we? Now, I know that this could be done a lot more artistically or a bit better, but this is what I've got to work with for right now. A microphone in a dark room, staring off into the distance and trying to ignore the lyrics of a wonderful, yet very, very sad song in front of me. Sometimes I try to close my eyes because, you know, the light of the screen just gets so bright I can turn it down, but then again, what's the point? It's still going to burn into my eyes, but that's not why we're here. That's not why I'm talking to you right now. I wanted to record something, and this isn't a cry for help. This isn't a podcast in which someone might go like, oh wow, he's really struggling. It's more so something I wanted to talk about for a while. And as I have no guest on this podcast, and sometimes we get serious, this is just a serious episode, and I'm sorry, guys. But though I've never been diagnosed, I have been struggling with some low points in my life. Some have been recent, some haven't been recent. And, you know, it affects people differently, mental illness. I know that some people think that, oh, well, if you haven't been diagnosed or you haven't been this or that, you can't really be depressed. You're just going through a low point. It's a phase. It's fine. Never use the term it's a phase to your children, because I just think it makes them believe that you honestly don't give a shit about whatever they do. I mean, oh, don't be interested in whoever you're really interested in. It's just a phase. You'll be fine. Don't be happy. It's just a phase. You'll be fine. Oh, this hurts. It's a phase. You'll be fine. It's not fine. You're ignoring a point to talk to people. But we're not here about parenting. We're not here about parental views. This is about depression and the icky feelings that go along with it. I think the closest thing that sums up what I've been going through and what I go through from time to time is functional depression. You walk in, you go in, day out, you do what you need to do or do what you think you need to do or what you have the energy for, and you do it. You just go to bed, or rather you work, go home, sleep, wake up, work, home, sleep, all that jazz. There's no variation. There's no sort of excitement, because what's the point? It's the routine. And granted, I'm not saying that routine is a key to functional depression. It's just the emptiness in what you do is what I think could lead to depression. Now, I'm not a trained medical professional. I'm not trying to claim to be a medical professional. I'm just trying to talk about my feelings over the past few years. And yeah, I talk about feelings. Wow, a guy who talks about feelings. How about that? That's petty of me, and I apologize. But it's a shame that I've had people in my life, and I won't name names, and if you listen to this, you know who you are. I've had people in my life look at me and say, oh, you're not depressed. What are you talking about? I know what depression looks like. You're not depressed. You're smiling. You're happy. You have a good life. You're not depressed. Get over yourself. You're not depressed. Stop saying that you're depressed. And that hurt my feelings a little bit, not gonna lie. It made me think, wow, okay, I can never talk to you about my feelings, but come on over and talk about your day and then drop your heavy ass feelings on me. And I'm just like, whoa, shit, this is supposed to be my safe space. This is supposed to be my home. Why are you allowing yourself to let go of your heavy feelings, but I can't talk about mine to you without judgment? It's an unfortunate double standard sometimes. Sometimes I don't feel as if I'm doing what I need to do. Or rather, what I should be feeling like I need to do. There's no accomplishment to what I do sometimes. There's no, hey, I posted a video, well done. And then my brain just goes, yeah, that's cute. How many views did it get? One or two, and those are from you? Great, you're not going to be big. What the fuck ever. And then I have to remind myself, like, this isn't supposed to be big. This is supposed to be for fun. This is supposed to be something to do. This is supposed to be, like, my, like, perspective on things. And then my brain's like, do you think anyone really cares? Who the fuck cares about you? About your opinion? About your feelings? You've been shown that not many people do. And if they do, well, they must be lying, right? I mean, why the fuck would anyone care about you, Caleb Wade? I mean, look at you. You are a anxious mess who is finally reconciling so many things about your sexuality, about who you think you are, who you want to be, the person you want to find after all those years of building your walls just to tear them down again and again, and you're finally out on your own, and look at you. You're alone. And then I have to think, no, shut up, bitch. Shut up. And calling the bad voices in my head, bitch. It's not a happy relationship with the negativity and low self-esteem. I have to remind myself, hey, shut up. I got a good relationship. I got this. I got that. I got this. But then I get reminded, oh, but is it enough? I mean, it kind of left certain people high and dry. I mean, they're failing like you thought they'd be. They're coming to you for help, but you just can't do it. Oh no, you're a bad person. You're selfish, aren't you? Wow, aren't you the biggest sinner? I guess you can't go back to church. Look at you. Nails painted and shit. What's next? You're gonna wear those wedge heels out? Oh wow, look at you. You're being so brave, bulking up to gender norms and bulking up against heterosexual and heteronormative ideas when all you're really doing is having a cry for attention. You're making everything into a scene, aren't you? You're making everything into this whole statement. Look at me. I'm Caleb Wade and I'm gay and I'm this and I'm a Hufflepuff. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Are you glad that you're having that attention that you're finally getting? Are you glad that you're getting someone to look at you for the first time? Oh, it's not for the first time, is it? It's someone looking at you and saying, huh, how about that? But you're just so mad and yet so glad that someone just began to look at you because you're just so awful. You're just such a terrible person, Caleb Wade. Your life is so crazy with your apartment and you're being on your own. And oh my God, you're so tortured. Yeah, that came a bit too easily for me, and that's not great. You see, we all have these bad voices, and I'm trying to organize my thoughts, but I'm not going to organize my thoughts, because this is not what this is about. This is venting and letting go. We all have bad thoughts. We all have bad views of ourselves. It's sad, but it's true. We're humans. And I guess my little version of humanity means trying to be happy and do things that make me happy while all the while dealing with all the regrets and sins of my past. I'm going to be honest. I've lied. I've hurt people. One of my deepest regrets is telling someone straight up that they could not be a certain person to me because that person's dead. and I've never talked to them again in my life, and I was an idiot. I was foolish and teenaged and dealing with emotional shit that I had no resources for. And I lied to my family about it. I have my regrets. I have those little things that set me off and remind me of past trauma. And I'm just trying to be honest about it. I'm trying to be real and speak up when I can and say, hey, that actually kind of fucking sucks, dude. Don't say that to me, please. But then again, when you are trying to be honest with your emotions and a person that you could consider a friend if you got over some prejudice against him says, yeah, your emotion actually annoys me. I don't know how to handle it. I'm just like, well, that's fucked. Your significant other is just as, if not more emotional than me. What the fuck? But that's a story for another day or another month or year if I feel strong enough to tell it. Functional depression. I guess that's what I can call my thing. Functional depression, low self-esteem. Just a lot of bad things and bad voices telling me that I'm not good enough. That I'll never be good enough. That I can try to be better, but what's the point about being better? Because you're just going to fuck up everything. I mean, hell, I've told people straight up that if my relationship ends, it's not going to be anyone's fault but mine because I fuck up things. And that is not a good thing to think about when you're in a relationship. It really isn't. Like, it's not, you're supposed to be thinking, hey, that person makes me happy. That's nice. Holy shit. That's, wow, this is nice. Like, I can cuddle with this person. I can cuddle with the person that wants to hold my hand and kiss me on the cheek and tell me I'm a cutie pie. My goodness. My goodness. You're not supposed to be thinking about, oh shit, you better not fuck this up like you've done every other relationship in your life. And the only other relationship you've had was a long story filled with sighs where someone betrayed you. Or people betrayed you. And you, in turn, betrayed others and it left you fucked up. And it made two religious officials tell you that you should pray the gay away. Maybe you should have prayed the gay away. Maybe you should have just been normal. Yep, it's not a happy place sometimes. But I wake up, I do what I guess needs to be done. I mistreat a few things. I am not the best single mother to a dog that's older than me in human years. I neglect a few things, and sometimes I just look at it piling up, and I just think, oh shit, well, I guess I'll do that later. But then my brain's like, no, you're not. You're not gonna do that later. Fuck you, you're not gonna do that later. Why would you do that later? And then I just think, okay, if I just breathe, if I just get through this and listen to my sad music and let my feelings out, no matter how much I can, I'll be okay. And then sometimes a phone rings. Sometimes a text message comes through and I'm reminded of some other shit that I'm not doing or someone else needing me to be an emotional center, an emotional rock. And I'm just like, well, fuck, I guess I can't do this. Great, wonderful, lovely. Oh, it's just like, hey, do you have this? No, sorry. Oh, that's okay. I didn't think you did. Okay, bye. And then my brain's like, oh, fuck. Well, I guess you let that person down, huh? Holy shit, what if they really needed that, whatever that was? Holy shit, you are the worst. Look at you, slipping back into your old habits of being the worst. A complete and utter trash fire of a human being. And then people, friends, are like, oh, Caleb, you are, what? No, you are not a liar. You're one of the kindest, most calmest people I know. You're incredibly loyal and emotionally intuitive. And, like, I love the fact that you can easily dole out advice. And I'm just like, yeah, because I'm trying to set myself apart from what I used to be. Trying to be a different person. I'm trying to be someone different. because I feel like I've grown into someone different. And that has come with its fair share of issues that I speak to a therapist about. I'm not perfect. I'm not. Sometimes I'm not happy. It's just something that can be helped with the right persons or people and potentially medication if it gets to that point. I feel like I'm okay some days. I have coping mechanisms. I don't know what this podcast is honestly about. I guess it's just me trying to speak everything out into existence so people can maybe not understand, but maybe know. I'm paranoid about the state of the country and the state of whatever is going to happen to people that look like me and sound like me and identify the way I do. Granted, I know that my struggle isn't as bad as, like, trans people, including especially Black trans women and those who are cruelly separated from their families just because they don't look like happy Americans, or they want to find shelter and asylum in a place that they have been told is the best place on earth to find dreams and happiness and love and contentment, and the first thing they get is separated from their children. And the world is dying, and people are not, well, the people who matter are not doing anything about it. We were caring about Spider-Man being in the MCU so much more than the fucking Amazon rainforest burning down. Like, holy shit. And I'll be honest, I haven't done anything to help yet. I've been hesitating because I want to do things, and I'm just like, holy shit. I mean, I guess I could help, but I don't. I guess I could look it up, but I got other stuff too, and I want to be calm. I want to not worry about stuff. I want to talk to someone. And since I haven't set up my therapist appointment yet, I guess it's to you guys. With this random ranting about depression and anxiety and the inner goings and workings and clockwork of Caleb's mind, which is basically just a starry night with purples and blues, vibrant and then dark and then darker into endless void and night. And I just close my eyes and try to breathe in and out and remind myself, holy shit, I need to text my boyfriend. And when I do, I just smile, and that void in my mind just becomes a bit brighter. And then I look at funny pictures that he sends me, and it gets brighter. And I think, holy, oh wow, I could watch JoJo, like, we could talk about that. And it gets brighter, and I have friends that are like, hey dude, what's up? And it gets brighter, and I just try to live. The hardest thing to do in this world is to live in it. That's a quote, and I hope some fans know where it's from. And it's right. The hardest thing to do in this world is live in it. With whatever baggage you have, with whatever potential mental illness or mental health issues that you have, along with whatever prejudices you suffer, with whatever lack of privilege that you have, with whatever eyes that are on the back of your neck, always, or what you perceive as always. I don't want to be a stranger to my friends. I don't want to be reminded of the fact that my weight sometimes makes me not be eligible to go down water rides at Holiday World because I'm a big gal. And, you know, some friends had to wait for me like 15 minutes. Or what felt like 15 minutes. And I had to go down a slide with some random woman and her kid. And I had fun. Like, I'm sure the kid and lady had fun. But I felt awful because I couldn't go with my friends. And I had to wait for ages. I don't want to be reminded of my mortality when I see young kids that I saw grow up, start growing and flourishing. And I know my sense of mortality is a lot lessened than those who are much older than me seeing me grow up, but it's still there. I'm not discounting anything. I don't want to discount anything. I want to feel, and I want to understand the emotions of others. People call it having your heart on your sleeve, being emotionally intuitive, being able to read the room, but emotion's kind of my thing. When I hit baseline one time, when I didn't feel anything about something, that scared me more than any bad feeling I've ever had. Because when I didn't feel, and I didn't feel anything about something, holy shit, that scared me. Because I always feel. Just like I feel like this is part way important and part way stupid to say about all everything. Granted, I'm being vague, but, you know. Hey, a lady's got to keep his secrets, right? Thanks, Penumbra Podcast, for that little line. Kind of tired. I think I'm gonna end this. Thank you for letting me rant. I know that not many people listen to this podcast for me ranting and raving about depression and bad feelings and icky things that are going along in my personal life that are not quite apparent. We all have moments. We all have moments of icky and bad feelings, but what matters is that we keep up the fight, that we breathe in and out and say, you know what? Fuck the world, I can do this. Fuck whoever's standing in my way. Fuck whoever has said that I can't make it, or I don't have what it takes, or I don't have this, or I don't have that, when they are not me. Fuck whoever tells you that you are invalid because of this, when they do not look at you, they do not look at your face every day in the mirror. Fuck anyone who says that your feelings do not matter because they are not a set criteria for whatever idealized version they have of you. Love yourself like Lizzo wants you to love yourself. I'm working on it. Seriously, listen to Lizzo. She's fantastic. But, that's not a plug. That's just listen. Like, listen to Juice. It's a great feel-good song. You want to pick yourself up? Listen to Juice. Holy shit, that is a good song. But, yeah. I guess the moral of the story is, even though there are icky feelings that sometimes bring you down and pull you to the voids of anxiety and depression, no matter how functional or non-functional it is, just know that there are silver linings. Just know that there is light. And even if I don't say it, or even if I don't know it consciously, I think subconsciously, I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for anyone that wants to be rooted for. Because the world's going to hell. And I'd rather have a lot of light in the darkness than stand alone as just one candle. You know what I mean? I hope you know what I mean. Be you. Whoever says that you can't be you, fuck them. Be you. Be unapologetically who you are. Because we have one life. We have one existence. And I will be damned if I can't do what I want to do with my body, with my mind, with my time, and with my money. Because someone does not like it because it does not fit their idealized version of me. I have an idealized version of me too. It's probably in San Francisco telling fortunes and wearing wedged boots because fuck it, why not? I want to be taller. Love yourself. Breathe. Take care of yourself. And I hope you have a wonderful weekend this Labor Day weekend. Wow, I just dated this shit. Thank you for letting me rant. Thank you for listening. You can find us at creme_demented on Twitter. You can also send us emails at askcremedemented@gmail.com. That is askcremedemented@gmail.com. And above all else, be you. It's okay to feel bad. All that matters is that you're willing to pick yourself back up. And if you don't think you can, it's okay to talk about it. With or without a trained medical professional, but preferably with a trained medical professional because therapists are great. Therapy can help you. And if it doesn't, it's okay. It's okay to find different therapists. Just be you. Be safe. Love yourself. And drink water. Water's nice. Good night, everybody. Good night.